Who Pulls the Strings? By the Family International.
Are we or future generations in danger of becoming mere puppets, manipulated and controlled? Will artificial intelligence dictate the future course of the world? Is our future already written? Is our fate sealed? What does the future hold? The answers to these questions were revealed to a man named John nearly 2,000 years ago and recorded in the Bible. Early church fathers have identified him as the Apostle John, the beloved disciple who authored the Gospel of John. Hideous beasts, a seven-headed dragon, four mysterious horsemen, and other creatures, both angelic and demonic, competed for space in John's vision in the Bible's grand finale, the Book of Revelation, also known as the Apocalypse. One of the principal characters of Revelation is a man who will rise to lead a global government. He is symbolized in John's vision as a monstrous beast, and in one of his epistles, John calls this man the Antichrist. The Bible also indicates that his reign will last 7 years and end in the cataclysmic battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will at first enact policies that will be hailed as masterful breakthroughs in bringing about world peace and economic stability. But in the last 3.5 years of his reign, known as the Great Tribulation, his government will become the most oppressive dictatorial regime in history. John's description of how the beast will control and manipulate the world seemed impossibly far-fetched until recent times with the advance of technology and globalization. In the 13th chapter of the Book of Revelation, John records a vision of two beasts. The first represents the Antichrist, the other, a false prophet, his chief aide, who deceives the world, makes an image to the Antichrist, and brings the image to life. The second beast, the false prophet, was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Revelation 13:15-18. To give life to an image is no longer an alien or supernatural concept, given the many advances being made in artificial intelligence. But how could the Antichrist possibly control the global commercial system through this mark of the beast, which is somehow linked to the number 666? The sort of cashless economic system foretold in this passage, which previously would have seemed like the spectacular imagining of science fiction, has become the norm in many nations due to advances in modern technology just within our lifetimes. The transition from cash to digital transactions has certainly made life easier and facilitated global commerce by rendering financial transactions quicker, more convenient, and more secure. However, many people have raised privacy concerns given that the integration of digital technology into the financial sector has also made it possible for every purchase made to be monitored and recorded. As we have grown increasingly dependent on technology for everyday transactions, we've also become vulnerable to phishing attacks, fraud, and malicious software. Revelation tells us that accepting the mark of the beast, however that will eventuate, will not be simply a financial decision. It will also be a decision to embrace the Antichrist and what he stands for. We are also told in the Bible what will become of those who worship the Antichrist and willingly bear his mark. If anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Revelation 14:9-10. Although the Antichrist will rule on the world stage for a few short years, he and his followers will be the ultimate losers. At the end of the Antichrist's 7-year reign, Jesus Christ will return with the hosts of heaven to right all wrongs, and he and those who love him and await his coming will emerge from the great tribulation as glorious and eternal victors. The Bible tells us the beautiful ending of the story when he will dwell with his people forever. Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21:3-4. 2,000 years ago, when he walked the earth, Jesus gave his life on the cross for the sins of the world so that everyone could experience his love and live forever with God in the next life. Everyone who believes in and receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior will inherit everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. You can personally invite Jesus into your heart and life by sincerely praying this prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you for the amazing love you have shown by coming to earth and dying on the cross for me. Please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to come into my life. I open the door and I invite you into my heart. Please help me to read your word in the Bible and tell others about you so that they may come to know you too. Amen. When you receive Jesus as your Savior, you become a citizen of the kingdom of God, and you can know that he will never leave you and will be with you always in this life and in the one to come.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.